It is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. That's right. I am your host here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, here at the Bermuda Triangle base in Puerto Rico. My producer, Sam the Animal Still, is manning the ship from our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And you know, we mentioned earlier in the program, Shelley, that it's a holiday weekend, but Wright's Coin Shop is going to be up and operating as usual on Monday. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. It's a great time to come in and bring your kids in. Everybody's out of school. They can come in with, you know, mom and dad and look at coins. You know, the one thing that kids go to first is the gold tray. That just captivates them. That's what they always go to first.
The greedy little kids.
Ooh, look at that. I want one of those, Daddy.
It starts early, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, that's wonderful, though, because, you know, coin purchasing and coin collecting and coin exploration, it is something that is fun for the whole family. And not only is it interesting because, well, for one thing, these things are beautiful and they represent history in some form, but also there is no greater gift to give a child than something made of silver or gold that they can hold on to, that they can watch grow in value, and they can either pass it along to their kids or grandkids someday, or if they need some extra money someday, they can cash it in, because we know that every single gold or coin, gold or silver coin you get is just going to increase with over time in value, right?
Yeah. And I have never heard one kid say, oh, darn, I wish my dad or granddad hadn't collected this stuff. Oh, no, they love it, and they have fond memories of it. And, you know, collecting together, you know, it's wonderful. And I love collectors. They're fun. I love helping them find what they're looking for, you know, add to their collection. And a lot of them even work on their dad's or their granddad's collections that were started but never finished. They'll be given them in an estate, or they'll find them, and they just, I don't know, they want to pick up where their loved one left off, and then that leads to other things. They'll collect other coins, or they'll get into, you know, collecting silver or gold or something like that.
Well, you know, we hate to be fear-mongers, but the truth is we have seen this historically. Any moment, any day, you could wake up and find that something very dramatic has happened overnight, and that piece of paper in your wallet that you call money is just not worth much all of a sudden. And therefore, it's wonderful to have something with intrinsic value like the products that you can get at Wright's Coin Shop that historically have always retained and grown in value. So if people have never made that step, they've never gone into a coin shop, they've never purchased something that's gold or silver, and they're intimidated, they think, oh, maybe someday I'll have the money to do this. Explain how those people who just have 20 or 30 bucks can contact you and get involved and understand how this works in a very simple, honest way.
It is so easy. Just breathe and we will help you. It's a fun place. It's a great place. And it's so easy. Just come in or call me on the telephone and just come in and tell me what you want. You know, tell me what you're looking to do. Put stuff back for yourself, for your kids or your grandkids, and we can figure it out. And if you have 20 or 30 bucks, we can. There are all kinds of things that we can do that you can put back for them, whether it's silver eagles or the 90% silver coins or silver bars or silver rounds or you know the collector coins. We can do everything, anything.
And so what's your phone number there, and how can people find you guys?
Our phone number is 828-298-5402. And our address is 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So be sure to write that down, okay? The number there, again, you can call from anywhere in the country, 828-298-5402. You can go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate. And if you go to WrightsCoinShop.com, that's WRIGHTS, you'll find a map and other information. There is always a link for your convenience at speakingofstrange.com. And honestly, every day, listeners of this program go in to Wright's Coin Shop. They usually want to talk to Shelly. And, Shelly, let me just ask you a hypothetical question. Let's say that one day you were at the shop alone and some kind of a rather odd-looking, slightly disheveled-looking fellow walks in that you've never seen before. He goes ambling up to the counter. His eyes light up when he sees you, and then suddenly the guy drops to the floor on his back. He's lying there stiff as a board as if he has died. Maybe he has been overcome by something seeing you, but literally there's a potential customer in your store on the floor. Would you be willing to leap over that counter, jump on top of him, and give him very intense mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to bring him back to this realm?
I believe I'd be calling 911.
Okay, that's step one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you not try to revive him with a chest pumping?
I would probably try and do that.
You want to pinch the nose. You want to put your mouth on his mouth.
You want to make sure that the airway is clear.
Yeah.
So you would give him a lip lock and breathe life into him.
I imagine I might, yeah.
How would you live with yourself if you didn't try?
I know. And you hope that you remember what you did and, you know, what you learned in school.
All I can say to all you Shelly fans out there, you're welcome. Okay, well, here's why I asked this question, because I saw this story that stood out in my mind from France. A 22-year-old man called emergency services there, 911 type thing, said there is a victim here on the beach who needs to be saved, and he's been carrying out CPR for 15 minutes trying to revive this victim. When the police arrived, they said that this man was actually trying to resuscitate a rubber dinghy.
Yeah.
He was giving the rubber dinghy mouth-to-mouth and heart massage. Now, maybe I should pause for a second for those of you who are not seafaring individuals and explain that a dinghy in this context is a little boat. So he was actually, according to police, quote, underneath the boat on his knees trying to resuscitate this rubber dinghy, end quote. It also turns out he was extremely drunk. And they could not explain how that this man was somehow confusing this rubber dinghy for a person and giving it this life-saving treatment. How do we explain this? I don't know. But, Shelley, if it's good enough for a rubber dinghy, it's good enough for right joint coin shop customers.
That's true.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Here's a story for you. I thought about you for some reason. For some reason, when I read this, it's from Germany, and they say that there is a new position open for talented individuals in Germany. It is a prostitute tester.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, somebody's got to do it.
He just perked up.
Yeah, I did.
He did.
Well, and this is absolutely legitimate. It says there is a social media company which has opened up, and this is the equivalent of TripAdvisor for brothels there. And they say that actually, well, it is totally legal in Germany to have a brothel, but people don't have the confidence that they're going to go to the right one and have the right experience. And so they say this is no different than going online to check out an objective rating system before you book a hotel. If you are a trained prostitute tester, that means you go into the environment, you have a full-on experience, you score all these different attributes, everything from, you know, personality to atmosphere to, you know, comfort, all that kind of stuff.
Smell.
I was going to say, body odor.
They say that it helps, and I have no idea why they say this. They say it's a plus if you have a business degree.
Now, see, that's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
you need to have a full help certificate.
Okay, fair
enough. You need to be a cunning linguist. When it comes to speaking a variety of languages, including German, German and French, knowing all the ins and outs are a plus. But the one of the founders said, our vision is to see sex work as an equal and fully accepted part of society, and we think that this is one way of doing it.
See, I just don't have a whole lot of attributes. I don't have a whole lot of, you know, things that I'm great at. I've been doing radio for a long time. I can sit in a little room and talk into a microphone. Fair enough. I can read well off of a sheet of paper if need be. But I think that this is something that could be right up my alley. You know?
I think so.
You're a world traveler.
I have. If I'm correct,
Germany.
I have. Berlin, yeah. If I'm correct, is in the top three prostitute cities. I believe Amsterdam and, oddly enough, Dubai are the other two. You wouldn't think a Middle Eastern country such as, but it's kind of on the down low. But I think Berlin is like two or three.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, this is a very interesting discovery. From time to time, you know, excavations are made, and people find that there are hidden tunnels that have been kept, you know, secret for one reason or another throughout the years. Well, it turns out, sure enough, they claim some secret tunnels have been found connecting Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion to some other locations there in Los Angeles. And when we come back, I will tell you where these mysterious tunnels connected. And I bet you that when I tell you, you will recognize some of the names.
The Barbie Twins.
This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And speaking of strange, we'll be right back.
As you stand under the bar light and the band plays some song about forgetting you.
Dead man from a white oak tree, with people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. We'll be right back. It's a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour. Here on Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the show when you should tune out if you are easily offended or if there are kids around. This is when we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy material, so consider that your warning. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And by the way, at speakingofstrange.com and also at joshuapwarren.com, you will find a place where you can put your email into my free e-newsletter bank. And that means that I will personally send you a free e-newsletter that I sit down and write. There's no spam or anything like that involved. And just so you all know, if you are hearing this on tonight, the night we're airing it, the night before Easter, sometime probably Monday morning, something like that, I'm going to send out an e-newsletter, and I'm going to give all the subscribers to my e-newsletter list a link to go see some really cool products that I have put together into a pack. These are products that I picked up doing research in Sedona, Arizona. It's called the Sedona Power Pack. And it's got just some really cool stuff that I found and just put together into a nice little kit. I'm only going to have that available for a short period of time, probably about a week, about 7 days. So be sure to sign up for the free e-newsletter, and you can get the information on that and other interesting things like that that I pretty much only share with my e-newsletter subscriber list at joshuapwarren.com. Now, before the break, I was telling you there is an interesting story that's come out regarding the Playboy Mansion, and it is provided, fittingly enough, by the website playboy.com. And it says here that one of our editors, now I'm reading the playboy.com article, says one of our editors was in the office archives pulling photos for a feature set to run on Hugh Hefner's birthday. And he found some Polaroids from 1977 that showed a large excavation project at the mansion. They didn't know what that could be. So it says, we asked the new general manager at the mansion about these photos, and he said very matter-of-factly, quote, oh, that's probably when they built the tunnels in the 70s, end quote. Now, mind you, this article I'm reading you is from Playboy.com. You'd think they would know everything, but they must have limited access at this website. Goes on to say, when you work at Playboy, you hear a lot of stories. Some of them are true. The Playboy Mansion is, in fact, the only private residence in L.A. with a fireworks license and one of the few with a zookeeping permit. They say, but they'd never heard anything about tunnels. So they got an invite to go in and look around, and they say staff led them to an unfinished basement area, which is rare in L.A. given earthquakes, and they checked out what can be described as a treasure trove of old photos, plans, and blueprints. Apparently, according to the blueprints, there were tunnels built to the homes of a, quote, Mr. J. Nicholson, end quote, a Mr. W. Beatty, end quote, a Mr. K. Douglas, end quote, and a Mr. J. Kahn, end quote. So they said, we'll go ahead and assume they're talking about Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Kirk Douglas, and James Kahn, all of whom lived near the Playboy Mansion during the late 70s and early 80s. They say there are no dates on the architectural schematics, but the Polaroids were dated 77. They asked if they could see the tunnels. A staff member said, well, they were supposedly closed up sometime in 1989. But they would not get to go into them. And it seems that they asked, are there more celebrity tunnels? They were told Hefner did not wish to comment, nor did any of the celebrities. So they are claiming that they think there are, or at least have been, tunnels from the Playboy Mansion to these celebrity homes. Oh, just how crazy a lifestyle do some of these Hollywood actors have, huh? Who would have thought?
I mean, those are all guys that, you know, I mean, to this day, I don't think Nicholson is as much of a mansion regular anymore. Khan, I believe, you know, he was legendary for being a Playboy Mansion regular. He still, Hugh still has his movie nights every week. I found it interesting amongst it, you know, it's a core group of his friends, male friends. They all eat steak and they watch old movies every week. I think it's Sunday nights. And one of the guys, Fred Dreyer.
Hunter.
TV's Hunter, yeah. It's like a huge, he's there every Sunday night eating steak with Hugh while he drools away and eats, gums his pureed steak.
In his pajamas.
Silk smoking robe, yes.
Well, I guess all those fellas are alive now, except for Kirk Douglas. So, but they're all pretty old now.
Mm-hmm.
So a little past that.
What do you think? Okay, best case scenario. Let's say there was a tunnel to Jack Nicholson's mansion back in 1977 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what? He's like running back and forth, like he couldn't get in a limo. Or like, what's the benefit of a tunnel system? It's like, oh, we're being attacked. We've got to get to the grotto. What's the best case scenario here? Like, ooh, you know, like I'm just gonna have a parade. He's already had a parade of women. I don't see how it could behoove him anymore to have a tunnel system. It just seems extraneous and
cheating on your wife, perhaps.
He was a known. He was never married. Jack
well, Warren Beatty was married to Annette Bening, right?
True, true.
But that wasn't until much later in life.
I think that was in the Dick Tracy era, but
Jack Nicholson was married to Angelica Houston.
No,
right?
No. I just read about this. That was the love of his life.
Really?
Yes, Angelica Houston was the love of his life. They were never married. They went through, you know, periods of offedness where she would be mad because of his philandering. But it was always known that if there was going to be a Mrs. Nicholson, that would have been the one. But he was never married.
Okay.
Am I correct in saying that? Yeah.
All right. This next question. Shelley Wright.
Yes.
You're walking down the street in downtown Asheville. You look over. You see the Google Street View cam heading down the street. Do you flash your boobs at it or not?
I shoot it.
Oh.
You shoot it?
Yes.
There's no inkling inside you that says, this is my moment. I'm going to flash my boobs at this thing.
No, I'd shoot it.
She's not 22 anymore.
Woman, 38, flashes Google Street View camera and crosses item on her bucket list. I actually saw this picture. It says here, when a Google Street View car began mapping her neighborhood in January, an Australian woman decided to pull up her shirt and expose her absolutely huge breasts to the passing camera. Now, by huge, it goes on to say that she has a size K boobs.
Wow.
And which, let's see, that's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Okay, that's a lot. And it says here, quote, I look at Google Maps a lot, and I wanted to be on there, and I thought this is the way to do it and make my boobs famous. I got to tick something else off on my bucket list, end quote.
Shoot high. Aim high.
And I will just tell you, for those who, I mean, obviously this is, I'm sure, going to be censored ASAP if it's not already. But if you care, if you go to Google and you do a search on, like, Australian Street View size K boobs uncensored.
You don't have an address there? Like, give me the address.
I'm not going to link up that because I don't want to get accused of promoting this. I'm just telling you what I did. I'm not a role model, kids. Be sure to put uncensored in, though. Otherwise, you'll get a pixelated view, and what's the purpose of that?
It's a lot of pixels.
A lot of pixels.
What is this large, homogenous, pixelated? Is it a secret base in Australia? What is that? Nope, it's just her boobs.
It's a kangaroo. A joey.
Okay, let's see. How about a good old Kmart story? This is from Wisconsin. And it says here, a Wisconsin woman who went to Kmart to return merchandise left behind a repulsive surprise for the store workers, according to police. The 49-year-old woman was busted after she allegedly slipped behind a cash register and defecated in a box full of security tags. You know what? I think I'll leave it right there for now, and when we come back, I will tell you more about the woman who decided it was a good idea to just take a big dump at Kmart. And
You gotta go.
Yeah, and we have other highfalutin, classy material that we will share with you as well on this, what we call the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Yes, it's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and this is Speaking of Strange. It is the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you may call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And, of course, people go into Wright's Coin Shop every day because they hear about it on this show. If you are interested in doing any advertising on Speaking of Strange or speakingofstrange.com, just go to joshuapwarren.com and let me know about it. And let me also remind you now, I have a big event taking place in Asheville, North Carolina on Sunday, July 19th, 2015. It's an 8-hour extravaganza. A wishing machine workshop and cocktail party and ghost tour and museum experience. It's going to be a mind blower. So if you want details on that and you want to get your ticket right now, and you better do it because I guarantee you this thing is going to sell out, just go to wishingmachineproject.com and click on workshops, or you'll find a link for your convenience at joshuapwarren.com. Mind you, there is no period after the P at joshuapwarren.com. Being the Dark 30 Hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, once again, so tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of material. Talking about what a woman did in Wisconsin at Kmart, says she went to return merchandise, but this 49-year-old woman allegedly slipped behind a cash register and urinated and defecated in a box full of store security tags. At the time of her arrest, this woman was wearing a shirt with a picture of a dump truck on it. And it had the phrase, quote, dropping a load, end quote.
There's your blue light special.
We should put those on the website, huh? How do you get the dropping a load t-shirts? Alerted by a, quote, horrible odor, an unfortunate Kmart employee discovered the soiled cardboard box, which was leaking urine. That's according to the criminal complaint. A review of store security footage revealed the woman entered the business, approached the customer service desk, and then says she, quote, loosened her pants and squatted down. And then it says a minute after she is seen reaching for paper towels beneath the counter.
I mean, you got to give her bonus points just for, you know, it's gutsy. It's gutsy.
And she has some basic hygiene.
Yeah.
She's wiping her butt when she's done.
That's
what's
just
that, Shelly?
Wrong. It's off. Why did she do it? Why did she say?
She was unhappy with her customer service. What would you do?
Not that.
Yeah, wait till you're in the moment.
She told the officer that the only thing poopy she was aware of at this Kmart was the crappy stuff they tried to sell her that she had returned.
Mm-hmm.
So she was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and two counts of resisting or obstructing an officer. And she's free on a $500 bond. She's also been ordered to have no contact with Kmart.
Oh, no, the humanity.
Oh, goodness. Okay, next story comes to us from Panama City Beach, Florida. Now, here it is on the eve of Easter, if you've forgotten, given the kind of content we provide. Here is a church story for you. They say a, quote, church in Panama City has lost its tax-exempt status after authorities discovered it to be nothing more than a nightclub throwing naked sex parties and spring break ragers.
You want me to go to church on Easter, Mom? There we go.
Well, it makes sense. They say that this church began promoting itself as Amnesia the Tabernacle. It says it released a party schedule, put an ATM out front of the building for partygoers, hung an I Drink banner outside, and started throwing naked paint parties and releasing ridiculous videos. Says that they had been hosting these slumber parties, advertising, quote, the sexiest ladies on the beach, end quote. And sure enough, they had been getting tax breaks. And now, of course, they've been busted. And so it says all that's being revoked, and they're looking into what kind of laws may have been broken. But
gives a whole new meaning to thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
That's our next T-shirt, Sam. Well, you know, it does make you wonder, doesn't it, about, like, could somebody in this country make a case for the fact that that's part of their religion?
Well,
you
I mean,
know, who puts the boundary on that?
Ultimately, the IRS, I suppose.
Ultimately.
Yeah, well, it appears that way. But it's just another example of how life has its own little perks when you live in Florida, I guess. As long as somebody's not eating your face off.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of which, here is a story from Pasco County, Florida. They say an employee there at a Florida miniature golf park is facing charges of video voyeurism after allegedly setting up a cell phone camera in a bathroom to film a man urinating. Yeah, they say that he had, well, apparently a guy was using the bathroom and noticed a cell phone leaning against the wall under the sink recording him. And that's when this man called the authorities and said he didn't give anybody permission to record him urinating. One of the two employees working that day was quickly determined to be the main suspect. They say he admitted to setting up the camera in the bathroom and did it because, quote, he saw a hot man, end quote. Also went on to say there was no way he was going to miss this opportunity to see his junk.
I mean, it comes along once in a lifetime. You got to seize the day.
Well said, Sam. Well said. Also from Tampa, Florida, woman finds a naked burglar in bed with son. That means a 25-year-old man is going to make his first appearance in court on Monday. A mother found him totally nude in bed with her 10-year-old son asleep. Now, she said that she just heard some boards creaking at night in the house, and thank goodness she got up just to make sure that her son was okay since this was very late at night. She didn't see any lights on in his room and almost just dismissed what she'd heard as imagination, but in the dim light, she was able to make out, sure enough, a naked man quietly sleeping beside her son. She rushed in, grabbed her child, and the naked man fled by jumping out the window. This 25-year-old man is facing charges. They say that apparently he had just slipped in, and they claim that he was under the influence of drugs. They eventually found him with the help of a dog, and they tracked him down. So, man, you know, all these weird stories about just random, you know, dudes, naked dudes just slipping into your house, eating your cookie dough, hiding out under your bed. You got to lock your doors and windows, friends, you know, at very least. Keep them locked.
So the guy was, he wasn't assaulting anybody. He was sleeping. He was pulling like a Robert Downey Jr. type thing, like where he broke into a house and just fell asleep.
Yeah. That's what it seems to be, yeah. He just came in, found a bed, happened to be the kid's bedroom, laid down, and was just chilling out, yeah, sleeping.
Well, I guess
apparently
That's better than the like what could have happened, but still not a great story. It's not morally uplifting, so thank you for that one.
none of these would be considered morally uplifting, but they all do have a happy ending compared to some of the stories.
Good choice of words.
When we come back, we will make sure our show has a happy ending. Well, maybe not. I've got the last three stories of tonight's Speaking of Strange Dark 30 Hour. If you want to hear what I have saved for the end of tonight's show, stick around for that. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Tonight's Speaking of Strange The Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and they're going to be open on Monday. You can call them at 828-298-5402, or better yet, if you're in the Asheville area, just drop on by. They're at 1271 Sweden Creek Road, not far from the Biltmore Estate, and you'll find a link at speakingofstrange.com. You can also go just to wrightscoinshop.com. And next week, we're going to have a brand new Speaking of Strange for you. And don't forget that you can always go to our website and find podcasts of past shows, Facebook page, Twitter, all that kind of stuff as well. Being the Dark 30 Hour, I will warn you again, these are stories that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, sordid, and seedy. So tune out if you don't want to hear these last three stories. The first one comes to us from Montreal, that would be in Canada, and they have a temple there dedicated to penis worship.
Mm-hmm.
It is called the Temple of Priapus, a church dedicated to worshiping the male sex organ. All church members worship its members.
Yes.
It is a prerequisite. It is a pagan temple that actually began in San Francisco in the 1970s as a tribute to Priapus, a Greek god of fertility. And since then, temples have opened in other cities, but they say there is a new documentary that just came out about this. And let me put it this way. It's not called a documentary. Replace the O with an I. I'll put it that way. They say cultures have worshipped it and circumcised it. Men have sought ways to make it larger. And they say that when you go into their temple, it is a place for you to feel free and uninhibited. And there is a gigantic altar there, and you can imagine what it looks like with candles and incense. And they try to take the old and the new and put it all together in the service of God. Okay. Next story.
When did you get your membership?
I haven't been to Canada in a while, but next trip. Says here, a pregnant woman in, and I'm not sure where this took place, actually. My researcher did not know, but it says here, a pregnant woman hid 89 packets of heroin in her body. Even though she's 6 months pregnant, 22 years old, arrested just Friday after a police cruiser surveillance camera caught her reaching into her pants to what they discovered was 89 packets of heroin in her body cavity. It says because of her pregnancy, officers handcuffed her in front of her body. Says that her heroin hiding technique went unnoticed until the cruiser's surveillance video was reviewed at the station, and they saw this woman squirming around and apparently handling herself. They took her into the bathroom and said that these packets were so tightly packed together, they were no bigger than a piece of Laffy Taffy candy. So she was very talented.
That's a bundle. Sure, a small one's a bindle. Several of them together is a bundle. Just to get your vocab right. There you go.
I had no idea, but I bet you that Dr. Spock says that's not good for babies. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Probably cures the pain. They're teething.
That could be. That's a good point.
They probably did it back at the turn of the century all the time.
Well, you know, they did a lot of things back then that would be just absolutely absurd and outrageous now, but, you know, they seemed to work at the time. And here is a last story, the night before Easter. Holy sh! A bank robber said the Virgin Mary told him to eat his feces, and he did.
Well,
in court. A California man accused of robbing a bank apparently decided he was done taking crap from the prosecutors, so he took matters into his own hands to eat some instead. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. They say during the robbery, this 40-year-old man disguised himself wearing a hat and a pink child's backpack. Okay, so that was weird. Says that as he was in the courtroom, the suspect reached into his pants, removed his own waist and began eating the snack. He claimed that it was the Virgin Mary who instructed him to do this. You can imagine the absolute chaos that followed it.
Do you think that it's like getting played out, though? Like that whole eating the poop? It's like kind of like it's been going on for a while. Like it needed something new.
Hey, but the Virgin Mary tells you to do it.
You do it. You do it.
And with that, hey, happy Easter, everybody. Have fun eating those Reese's eggs. I'm going to thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for that free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded.